Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score!
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
For five on Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bringing you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on it. Number one.
This is Five on It, and here is our first question. We're going to take a look at Fox Sports writer Bucky Brooks' top 10 rankings that were released yesterday, and the Bears have risen four spots above the Bills, the Lions, the Packers, and the Colts to number six. Your thoughts?
Isn't that something that the Bears are? This is the first time that I have paid attention to or looked at or analyzed power rankings for the Bears in years. But why are you shaking your head, young man?
Because it's ridiculous. Go ahead.
I would like you to go first because I didn't realize how big of a bite you wanted.
No, I don't want to bite. This is ridiculous. The Bears are number six.
Yes.
They are behind the Rams, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and the Eagles.
You think they should be higher?
No, they should be lower. What are we talking about here? They're ahead of the Colts, the Packers.
They're 8-3, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but this is power rankings. This is more akin to the college football playoff. Who did you beat? Who did you beat? The teams behind them
Steelers.
Beat people. Okay, keep going.
Steelers.
Keep going.
How about that Dallas game? Hey, Dallas just beat the precious Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles. We all saw it.
Eagles.
Yeah, that's right.
Where was that game?
Minnesota on the road. Let's not pretend like that wasn't a big win.
Do you see Minnesota in these rankings?
Well, they're pretty bad. But like getting a divisional win on the road in that stadium, I thought that was a pretty good win for the Bears. But really, let's look at it here.
Those are the Lions at number nine?
Let's look at they are. I mean, this is right now, too. This is a snapshot.
Oh, right now. Right
this
now,
this is
snapshot.
A snapshot. Yeah.
I got a snapshot for you.
Oh, you do?
Where are the Chiefs?
All right, snappy.
Where are the Chiefs?
They're not on the list.
Why are they not on the list?
Because they're 6-5.
Okay.
Snappy?
They beat the Ravens. Did the Bears beat the Ravens?
They did not lose.
They beat the Lions. Did the Bears beat them?
The Bears lost really
they
badly.
They also beat the Colts. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you the Chiefs' five losses and tell me which of those you're like, yeah, the Bears would definitely beat them. Are you ready for the five teams? Mm-hmm. The Chiefs lost to the Chargers, the Eagles, at the Bills, at the Broncos, at the Jaguars. Which of those games would you say the Bears would have won?
Probably be very difficult to make a selection on any of
that's
those.
That's
my and just
point.
Be totally and completely
who
competent.
You played matters
but
when
how
you're talking about power rankings. This isn't the standings. The standings are the standings.
Yeah.
These are the rankings. The rankings make sense.
This is one man's. This is Bucky Brooks. Take it
Bucky's
easy on Bucky
wrong.
Brooks.
Friend of the show, Bucky Brooks.
Well, Bucky's wrong.
Bucky,
we can have him on the show. I can tell him why he's wrong.
You, sir, Bucky, are wrong, sir.
Where would you have the Bears?
Well, honestly, when I saw, I'll start right at the team that is behind the Bears and the Indianapolis Colts. Like, they also are 8-3. I probably would have had the Colts ahead of the Bears. Like, I think that there is a bigger fear factor. Like, right, I mean,
exactly.
Green Bay, the Packers are an oddball team this year, aren't they? Because they started off red hot. Like, they started out with the wins over Detroit and Washington. Eventually, they lose to Cleveland. They tied with Dallas, and now they're getting hot again because they've won two in a row. So I'm okay with the Bears being ahead of the Packers because they just haven't decided if they're good or not
this year. The Packers beat the Lions, though.
The Packers
didn't
beat the Lions.
I can go through the Packers wins as well and be like, same thing.
We could do that property. That's what this is, though,
is it not?
No, this is Bucky Brooks. This is Bucky Brooks' opinions.
I want to know why Bucky Brooks has these teams in the order he has them, because it doesn't make sense to my football and just straight logic and math sensibilities.
The Lions are eighth. They are, ninth. They are a 7-4 team right now. And then your precious Buffalo Bills are 7-4 at the moment. This is kind of what I'm saying about, per our discussion at the beginning of the program about whether the Bears can beat Philadelphia. Right now, the Bears have an opportunity to beat Philadelphia. I think in 2 weeks, they won't have that opportunity. Maybe in 2 weeks, I won't be saying anything about the Lions.
The Bears
being,
won't be a better team in 2 weeks?
Well, that's possible, too.
I thought they're continuing to ascend.
Hey, that is a possible outcome as well. But then I look at like the Lions and Green Bay, like they might separate themselves. But at the moment, like Philadelphia and this game Friday, they are not there yet. They are gray area. Enjoy the Bears being at number six, ladies and gentlemen.
What about what Bucky Brooks says about the Eagles? What does it say on that graphic about the Eagles? It says they are number five, trending down four spots. They have dropped four spots. And they Eagles are right above the Bears.
I think he's listened to that Amazon promo a few too many times.
The two beasts of the NFC.
As NFC heavyweights collide. I want them to turn heavyweights.
Come on, baby.
The Bears.
Are you kidding me with this catch?
The Eagles.
Making the grab and into the end zone.
Friday, November 28th.
Eagles.
Is Black Friday football.
Eagles.
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights, NFC heavyweights.
I mean, come on, man.
The Bears.
Hey, come on, Bucky.
The heavyweights.
Dude, they wrote that. This has been...
That was over a month ago when they wrote that.
Did they not predict? Whoever decided that that was going to be the case was spot on. Look at
NFL script. The script is out. They want the Bears to be good. They want this really good. Yes. I mean,
part of being a television partner with the NFL is you get an advanced copy of the script so you know what you're going to be dealing with down the road.
I have the script now.
Heavyweights, man. That is a sick sounding promo, though, with painted black.
Yeah, it's terrible. NFC heavyweights collide. The Bears.
The Bears.
I hope the
Bears.
You know what? I hope the Bears win this weekend, and I hope they just continue to win. So at the end of the season, we're like, remember when you doubted him, Marshall? I hope that's the case.
Oh, he's already projecting on us.
Well, no, I hope that's the case. I want my fellow Chicagoans to be happy.
Water.
Yeah. I want my fellow Chicagoans to be happy.
All right, and you will allow us to drill you.
Dance on my grave.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to die, but dance on my.
What?
Don't dance on that.
We're going to drill you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Number two.
Right, we're going to zero in more on this big Black Friday matchup with the two NFC heavyweights colliding on Friday. The Bears were able to stop the Steelers' attempt at a tush push on 4th-and-1 from Chicago's 30 in the second quarter. Does that give you any added confidence that the Bears will be able to do that on Friday against the tush-push innovating Eagles?
Eagles.
As I said, I like numbers, right? So let me give it to you like this.
E-A-G-A-L-S.
Last I checked, Saquon Barkley's max squat was 700 pounds.
He's lost a step.
Jalen Hurts' max squat was 600 pounds. No and no. No. Cam Jurgens and them, it has not been stopped. It's been stopped very rarely, I should say.
Honestly, I'm with you on this one because look, Ben Johnson, he doesn't care about it, right? So that would suggest to me he's not going crazy trying to coach it or practice against it. Or
Dennis Allen cares about it, though.
Well, that's true. He doesn't have to have quite the same save. No, come on. The Eagles basically, they did. They invented it. They're great at it.
The best at it.
The best at it. It's mostly unstoppable, and I don't know that the Bears are prepared to stop it.
Don't be in a position where that's what gets you beat. How about that?
Yeah.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. Switching over to the Bulls. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, Where would you rate the Bulls' 141-130 loss to the Pelicans last night?
So the higher the number, the more embarrassing the loss.
Correct.
I am going to put it at a 6.5 on the embarrassment meter. And maybe I would go higher, but Vucevic was out of this game. Herter, you love Herter, I know. Like, he was out as well. So
I was just saying they were out. They were out. What do you want me to do? Act like they weren't out? Act like they were available to play?
Yeah. Look, the Pelicans are atrocious, 3-15. They had lost 9 in a row coming into this game. Unfortunately, while I got a lot of sympathy and a lot of time for Noah Senge, his two minutes were embarrassing to watch, quite frankly. And that doesn't mean he's 18 years old. So the Bulls were out-hustled, they were out-rebounded, they were out-physical, they were outplayed in the paint. Everything that could go wrong went wrong for the Bulls last night in a game that you should have won. And when you have all of the home team broadcast teams on television, I caught some of the radio, obviously caught some of the post-game show, and none of the team employees were holding back on the Chicago Bulls.
What?
You know it's bad, and you know it's embarrassing when they are not being protected by the broadcasters, and there's a lot of lessons being given, and smartly, by the analysts and the play-by-play guys that broadcast this game.
Okay, on the embarrassment
6.5. 6.5 for me, by the way.
6.5, and I understand why you're saying that with Vooch, but Vooch being out there doesn't determine effort.
No argument.
It doesn't determine that you're going to get out-rebounded by that much. It doesn't determine that the offensive rebounds go the way of 19-4. You got out-rebounded embarrassingly, with the second chance points being 30-8. They got out-muscled, out-hustled, and ultimately out-rustled.
Out-rustled.
They got roughed up. They got roughed TF up.
Out-rebounded 55-33, offensive rebounds 19-4. You mentioned the 30-8 second chance points. And may I interest you in 78-44 in the paint? How can I put you in that car right now?
For the third time this season, the Bulls gave up 140-plus points.
Oh, my God. Against a New Orleans team, which is not... What do they average? Like 107 points a game?
108.
See? It's unbelievable.
So I have this one thing on record. Marshall, I'm going to replay it, and you let me know if you're worried about it.
I'll sit here and say it. The Eastern Conference can be won by the Chicago Bulls this season. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
Where's my spit take machine?
I'm not backing down off that. You know why? The East is wide open, and the Bulls have some solutions to some of these problems. First of all, injuries are going to be a key. They need to have their guys healthy. But also, and this may be the craziest part of this.
Did you say the Bulls could win the Eastern Conference?
Hold on, let me play for you again, just to make sure.
I'll sit here and say it. The Eastern Conference can be won by the Chicago Bulls this season.
What? And?
I said what I said. They would need a trade to get a better rim protecting runner, a big man, physical big man. That's what they really need.
And they're off in the Eastern Conference.
I'm saying Kobe White. Your guy's still Giddy, right? You're not backing off the Giddy, right? What are you wearing today, Robbie?
I'm wearing a Josh Giddy jersey.
Who got to that?
You guys did, because I love y'all. Right. Mm-hmm. Also, okay. The Pistons have won 13 straight.
Number four.
Ray's like, let's go.
This is 5 on It on 670 Score with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody. We move on to question number four. What does the Cubs signing veteran reliever Phil Maton to a 2-year, $14.5 million deal with a club option signal to you about the Northsiders offseason?
Signals that it's underway.
It is an offseason.
Look, we're open for business. We're out here making moves.
Yeah. Signed a player.
I think when you go back to what they need, so desperately need, the important thing here is they went out and got a guy who, strikeout per nine wise, 11.9. I wanted hard throwers, guys who could sit people down, the 1.06 whip. Now, the amount of money that they spent, what looks like it's going to be about $15 million when you add in the $250,000
per year
bonuses.
$14.5 million for two years.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be 15 over two. So, at minimum, because there's a club option, I believe, as well. I like it in that they're going out and making a move. What I don't like is the idea that this and the Shota Imanaga $22 million deal are going to be anywhere close to the bulk of their offseason spending. They have moves that need to be made. They have to replace Kyle Tucker's bat in the lineup. They have to add more swing and miss to their starting rotation. If they do those things, they got a chance. But right now, they're not good enough to beat the team that just beat them in the playoffs. Oh, yeah. And also won the division title in the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, I also think it really... I don't want to overcomplicate Phil Maton too much because some of it is just straight up need at this point. Because Andrew Kittredge is gone. I don't know. Is Brad Keller going to be back on this team?
I would hope so.
One would suspect that they would. You got a good thing going with Daniel Palencia. But Thielbar, Pomerantz, I don't know. Like, those guys are getting pretty old. I don't know if those guys are coming back. I'm not even sure what their situation is or how effective they're going to be. But, yeah, they kind of needed that guy. And good for Phil. Phil. Do you hang out with Phil? Phil is doing well because he's making the, you know, 14.5 over 2 years. He made $2 million with the Cards last. Cards and Texas. 40 relief appearances with St. Louis, 1-3 with a 2.35 ERA, 48 Ks, 2 saves over 38 and a third. And then with Texas, he had a 3.52 ERA. So that was kind of a prove-it deal for him. He proved it, and hopefully he continues on the upswing. But I'll just leave it at that's a need for the Cubs. They need that guy, late bullpen dude.
Better not have eaten up all your money and messing around with Shota and him.
And to answer that, maybe that shows that the Cubs do plan to spend. And I don't think they expected to spend on Shota, right? I mean, they're sort of just stuck with that.
Story's still out on that. We don't have a verdict on that yet.
We don't, but that may have been the case. So you can look at it like that. Like, all of a sudden, you've got all that money wrapped up in Shota Imanaga and Phil Maton. But it also may be saying that, yeah, we get a little extra cash this year, and they're not going to go crazy and become the Mets or become the big market team that we all want them to. But I think that they are going to try to do enough to get past the point they got last year because it became so critical last year, and we knew exactly where they went wrong, and now they can start to fix that, I suppose you could say, even after a good season.
We'll see, but they still need a way more bat.
No, they do. I agree with all of that. Yeah, you got to replace Kyle Tucker. What are you doing at third base? How are you making up for offense? I mean, is Michael Bush going to continue on the trek that he has been on? So is left field an area of concern? You know, I mean, I'm just saying, all that stuff has to be talked about.
Five on it.
Number five.
Last question on five on it. Let's do the two-minute drill here. Life question. What time should Thanksgiving dinner start?
Woo, this is a good one.
Go
right here.
Hit it.
I like my Thanksgiving dinner to be right around halftime of the first NFL game. So that puts us about, what, 1:30? 2:30 Eastern? Yeah, that's when I like mine. Because I need time on the front end to get an appropriate appetite building,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I thought you'd say appetizers.
Oh, well, you can have those too. But I want time on the back end as well because we got to go for the seconds, the thirds, the fourths, the fifths. Like, we got all day to eat this food. It shouldn't be we're eating this food late in the day and now I don't even feel right going back. I need to have a second full meal off the Thanksgiving meal.
Does your family Thanksgiving parties, is the food just kept out all day long so you can just come back and sort of pick at it?
There's no other way to do it, is there?
Okay, see, now I think our family may do it wrong because there's a lot of cleaning. We've got to do the dishes. Who's drying?
Who's washing? How long after the initial...
I mean, not that long. It's like everybody's had their share. All right, we're getting out the desserts, but first we got to put away the turkey. We got to put away the stuffing. We've got to put it all away. Yeah. We got to do the dishes.
Is that less than 2 hours?
We've got to dry the dishes.
Is that less than 2 hours from start?
I don't know about less than 2 hours, but
that's what I'm imagining the way you said that because I'm eating that dessert within an hour and a half of eating my first bite of food.
Robbie, you looking at me like you agree? Like, is there? Are you?
Well, my time is like 3:30.
Family?
Oh, we do. My 100%. After like the meal and after the dessert, you're definitely doing dishes around like 6 o'clock.
Dishes ain't going nowhere.
No, it's like it's a part of the community. Like, everyone's there to solve the issue. All the family is
four
around.
Four people are in the kitchen,
and it gives you something to do. And everyone's talking politics, and you want to get the hell out of that conversation.
I'm going back to watching football because I don't know if you heard the football. It never stopped.
So,
it never stops.
Obviously, like being from Detroit, you have to watch that game. But after that, the rest of my family doesn't care about the rest of the football. It's just me, the one who watches the football.
Oh, so non-sports fans. That explains a lot about
definitely
how you grew up.
Bray?
Right about everything. Good point.
Kickoff. Food and football. Make it all available.
Kickoff.
At the same time, please.
High noon?
Yeah, high noon.
Okay.
All right, that's it. That's it for Five on It. We got to make way for our guy, Danny Parkins. Danny Parkins of First Things First on FS1, former Score guy, former afternoon host here on The Score, will join us next to talk about the Bears and whatever else we want to talk about, including
that's right,
Robbie Triano. We're going to talk about that and his thievery of our guy.
He did kind of steal him away
he
from us.
He did kind of do that. It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
How seriously should everyone take the Bears?
Very seriously. They're going to the playoffs. They're 8-3. They're playing for the 2 seed on Black Friday against the champs. Are they a great team? No. Are they good in this parlance of how we talk about the NFL? Absolutely. What more do you want?
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
Andrew Filipponi is at the Pony with an I Express on X. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Danny is such a fraud.
I love it.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We know that.
Defense is really good and getting better. Like I don't think the Bears are putting up 35 in this game, but Philly, you know, we've seen them play some low scoring games. And do I think this is a great spot for the Bears with Philly coming off of a loss? No.
Like, Stop right there. Why is that, Danny? Why is it not a great spot with them coming off of a loss? Because I've been saying this for a week straight. Just make sure they don't lose to the Cowboys and the Bears have a great shot.
Listen, I think the idea of trap game and like overlooking a team is often an overstated thing, but that's a really embarrassing loss for Philly, who are the defending champs. And I would imagine whatever the best version of them is what you're going to get on national TV on Black Friday on a short week. But like Saquon Barkley came out and said he's not playing well right now. Their offensive line has not been as good as last year. Their quarterback and receiver, like the receiver cannot stop taking shots at the quarterback. The entire city hates the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's they're gettable. They're gettable. Like who's the second best? If the Rams are the best team in the NFL, who's the second best team in the NFL?
I think it's Seattle? The Seahawks. Yeah, I think it's the Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have Sam Darnold as their quarterback. There's questions there.
Sure.
He threw four interceptions in a game against the Rams 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Like, you know, these teams, 46% of their offensive yards come from Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Now, he's incredible, but that's pretty dependent on one player in order to move the ball. So, you know, in the AFC right now, the one seed is Drake May, zero playoff wins. The two seed is Bo Nix, zero playoff wins. The three seed is Indianapolis, Daniel Jones, one playoff win. Like, it's a wide open year in the NFL. So I don't count the Bears out against anybody.
One of your colleagues, I guess you could say, from Fox Sports is Bucky Brooks. He has his, and you do some power rankings too, Danny, but he's got his power rankings out. He has the Bears at 6 right now, and I'll just read it really quickly. Rams 1, Patriots 2, Denver 3, Seahawks 4, Eagles 5, Bears are 6, Colts 7, Packers 8, Detroit 9, and Buffalo 10. You like that? You like the Bears at 6 in that group?
No.
Thank you, Danny, for having common sense. I appreciate it.
Say more.
No, I don't love that. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Tell me why, though. Why are you not a huge fan of that?
Well, I mean, listen, the Bears still have a negative point differential this year, right? Like they play a lot. They played the easiest or second easiest, depending on how you break it down, schedule in the NFL. They had 5 starters out on defense, and then 2 more got injured during the game. Like, if you weren't playing Pittsburgh, I thought it was impressive that they held the Steelers to only 7 points in the second half. But like, let's put it this way: if the Bears would have been playing the Lions on Sunday, I think the Lions might have been able to score 70 points against them. You know, like, so I don't love that from, but because the problem with those power rankings is they're a little too much like the standings for me. Like, the teams with the best records are at the top of your power rankings. Like, well, then it may as well just be the standings. So I don't love that.
Have you done power rankings yet? Are you doing some?
Mine come out today. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Okay, I won't ask you for your full power rankings. I just need to know, because we asked you this last time. Are the Bears finally cracking the top 10?
Ooh, yeah, that's a fair question. Danny, answer it.
Yeah, they came in at 11 today.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Not the top others receiving votes.
Yeah. I'm serious. They're not in my top 10.
And you know what? That sounds appropriate, Danny. That sounds appropriate. Before I even look at your top 10, I already know the 10 teams you have above them have been better than them.
Grody, you think that's disrespectful?
A little bit.
Why?
Yeah. I think we're
parsing here.
Well, okay.
How much am I supposed to drop the Colts for losing to the Chiefs?
I want to answer this for you and for Marshall, because Marshall here is looking at me like, yeah, what do you think about that, Grody? This guy just told me that the Buffalo Bills basically suck right now, and they're number 10. You don't think the Bears could squeak in over the Buffalo Bills at number 10 right now?
And the reason why is simple.
If you want to do it record-wise, so, this is what's right now.
No. And Danny's right, because it does look too much like the standings. And here's why that's bad. Because this is not college football, but these power rankings are the closest we get to what college football is like, where you're comparing wins and losses. And when I look at the Buffalo Bills, you could say, yeah, they haven't been great, but they did beat the Buccaneers. They did beat the Chiefs. They did beat the Ravens. Like, they've beaten good teams.
Isn't power rankings, can't part of the formula be who's hot, who's not? Because that's the way it works. The Bears are hot right now. They've won 4 in a row. So if they're going to appear in the top 10 at some point in time, this would be the time.
No, next week would be the time after you beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Well, then they'll be number 4, I think, by then. They'll supplant
the Seahawks.
They'll
make a big jump if they win at Philadelphia,
right? They'll be in everybody's ranking if they beat Philly. Just like I kept Denver out of mine until they beat the Chiefs, because I wasn't impressed with Denver's win over the Raiders or the Jets or teams like that. And then Denver beat the Chiefs in pretty impressive fashion, and they jumped all the way up. I think they debuted at number 6 or number 7, something like that. And here's the thing. Power rankings are a stupid enterprise for clicks to fill content in the middle of
it's
the week.
It's working. Totally, because we can define them however we want.
Yeah, exactly. There is no set rule. They don't mean anything. It is just conversational fodder for nonsense, and it's what we do. And
listen, we're a nonsensical trio.
Yeah, exactly. But and by the way, like, so I think Buffalo is better than the Bears, and I think Buffalo deserves a benefit of the doubt because of their last 6 years of professional football that the Bears don't get. But if the Bears were playing the Bills on Sunday, like, of course they could win. You know what I mean? Like I think what the Bears, like, to be positive about the Bears, just to be how I honestly feel about them, is that they are a very well-coached team that clearly believes in themselves, that is clearly getting better. And I think everything Ben Johnson has said so far about this team has come true. Like he said they're going to be playing their best football at the end of the season. I don't know, Grody, and you can maybe give me better insight of this, just like Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds. Like, how many of those guys do you think are going to be back before the end of the year? 4 for 4?
Well, I think the TJ Edwards thing is mysterious. It's possible. I mean, we're already talking about the possibility. It's a real possibility that Kyler and Jalen are back for this game. TJ Edwards, I just don't have a good feel for that guy, Danny, because
okay.
It feels
like Edmonds?
Edmonds, yeah, I think
IR, he's got to miss three more games.
I think he'll be back towards the end of the season. Yeah, I do think Tremaine Edmonds will return. The only one I'm not sure about in terms of, even if he does return TJ Edwards, I just feel like this might be one of those weird, he might get injured again.
Soft tissue injury, the hamstring.
Yeah.
Fine. So, but like separate question.
Yeah.
Rank the top five players on the Bears defense if everybody was healthy.
If everyone's healthy?
Oh, man. All right. So let's do this.
Jalen?
Number one right now is Montez Sweat.
Fine. All right. Montez Sweat. Two, Jalen.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson, number two. Three,
Kyler. Then
four.
TJ
wait, with Kyler and I would go Edmonds three this year. Four.
Edmonds, Kyler.
So Edmonds over Edwards. I wouldn't do that. I'd say Edwards over Edmonds.
I would right now. Okay. Yeah, I would. I would. And then I guess TJ Edwards at five for me anyway.
Okay. But so I guess that my point is that you're saying that three of the top four players on the Bears defense are still coming back.
Yeah.
That is massive, man. Like that is a massive thing to, like, when paired with a very good offensive line / rushing team / clutch quarterback / playmaker / excellent play caller head coach.
Ooh.
Like, Loveland is getting better. Caleb is getting better. Like, Burden is getting better. Like, they can beat the Packers. They can beat the Lions.
Yeah.
They can beat the Niners. Like, they can beat these teams that are on their schedule the rest of the way. And it's very plausible to say that the best defense the Bears will play hasn't happened yet.
Well, that said, Danny, will the Bears appear, let's say 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, do you believe you will be putting the Bears in your top five power rankings?
I don't know. Like, I don't know about top five. I really don't. But, like, that's tough, man. But, like, I think they're going to the playoffs, and I think they're going to win double-digit games. And I think they got it right at coach, and I think they got it right at quarterback. And I think they can be in a position where they're the team that nobody wants to play if they get the right guys back on defense that are healthy. And for year one of the Ben Johnson-Caleb Williams marriage, like, isn't that enough? Like, do I have to say that they're better than the Super Bowl champs in week 12? Like, that just doesn't feel as significant to me. Like,
absolutely not.
I think this season so far to this point is an A+. Like, I think it's an A+.
Relative to what we thought. Yeah. Yeah.
They've won 8 of 9.
Yeah.
They've won 8 of 9. I think it's an A+. So, like, I honestly have not been listening much to the station, and I apologize.
Whatever,
like, I don't know.
Whatever.
I it's not a knock. It's just like the time of my day. But, like, I honestly don't know. Like, what percentage of Bears conversation is positive versus negative right now, would you guys say?
We've had a lot of positive conversations.
The positive is starting to really creep in.
You know why, yeah. Danny?
It should be 95.5 positive to negative.
Well, now it is. But, Danny, come on. Don't be naive. I mean, we've seen good regular season Bears teams that don't take. We've seen good starts to regular seasons that don't take. So I think that a little bit of cynicism, a little skepticism is allowed in the positivity or negativity when it comes to Bears fans or us here at the Score, the station you don't listen to.
I love the score. It's not a shot. The score will always be home unless I get blacklisted for what we're about to talk about.
Let's get to the part that you're about to talk about, because that's we're up against it. So
let's you had a fight. Dude, were you trying to finish out that thought there, Danny?
No. Okay. I'm on your guys' time.
That's right.
Just give him the tree.
You're damn right. By the way, really quick, Robbie, do me a favor, and by the end of the show, would you do me a power rankings, please? Take care of that. Write that down. Thank you very much. Speaking of this guy, as you know, Danny Parkins hosted afternoons here on The Score for years. He was actually middays when he first came here. Danny now is on FS1, the newly expanded First Things First, from 4 to 5 p.m. That is the show that he hosts on the daily, which you should watch. As everybody knows that listens to the show, Robbie Triano is one of our fine producers for this show, and Robbie has been pilfered by Danny Parkins and his little FS1 show in Manhattan, New York City, New York. Danny, what do you have to say for yourself and the person that you are taking from the radio station from which you used to work?
I mean, if I could have taken Tanny, I would have.
That's fair.
But Tanny, you know, Tanny wasn't willing to move. Robbie is...
Well played.
Robbie's excellent. And
he's no Tanny.
Tanny's a superstar. Yeah,
I know
that.
I'm not Tanny. I know. Yeah,
you don't even barbecue like Tanny. Get out of here.
That chicken
is just
great.
I'm just kidding. But seriously. No, Robbie impressed me from the first time I worked with him at The Score. I think he, you know, has EP qualities there. And I think, you know, a hardworking person who cares and is willing to go above and beyond and doesn't care about credit is like a really valuable thing. And when we expanded this show, there was a call out that they were going to be hiring producers for this hour, because right now a lot of the people that are working on my hour also work on the first 2 hours of First Things First. And so as the show has expanded and been successful, they made a few postings, and Robbie applied, and I asked my boss to take a look at him. But then I said to my boss, frankly, I was like, don't hire him if he's not qualified, because this is my one shot at national TV. So I'm not looking for any favors here. But he did the interview, and then I think he interviewed with four people total.
Yeah, correct. Four people.
Yeah, and Robbie crushed it. I kept getting, hey, Robbie's advancing to the next stage of the interview. And I was like, great, don't tell me anything about it. And so I didn't hear about anything for like at least 6 weeks, other than he kept advancing on. And he crushed it. Everyone's real excited for him to get out here to New York. Robbie did great work with me on the Radiothon the last 2 years. And so I'm excited to work with him again. He's the goods.
I agree with all that, man.
Danny, that was incredibly nice. Thank you. And I know I'm not Tanny. Tanny's the absolute man. But I honestly can't wait to join you out there. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, man. It's a fun show. It's a show with radio sensibilities. Yeah. We do bits and we do little pranks, and we've got a, you know, they rent me a throne for my picks, and they bring out trumpeteers.
We've seen the photos,
musicians.
Man. Looks good.
You guys talk Josh Giddey though.
I've seen
you
the
guys,
videos.
Talk Josh Giddey at all?
We don't talk Josh, but hey, if the Bulls are still in playoff contention come NBA season, that could be a guest that you book, Robbie. All things are possible. But no, I'm really excited that it was able to happen, and it's going to be fun to have another, I can't really say Chicagoan, but you know, another person from The Score out here, and it's going to be a blast. This is just like the Score, it's a great place to work. I'm very happy here. And I know Robbie's going to fit in and do great things.
Danny, you're the goods, man. Keep up the great work. I'm glad that the success is high from 4 to 5 on FS1. Check Danny Parkins out. He is our guy. He is always our guy. Danny, looking forward to seeing those power rankings come out. One of these days, we'll see the Bears in the top 10, okay?
Also, you can listen to the
so
score on the Odyssey
Grody,
app.
Grody. You're like Danny, there should be cynicism. There's going to be negativity, but why don't you have them in the top five of your power?
I'm allowed to contradict myself, Danny. I am sitting in the power chair today. So
if
I want to contradict myself, I can.
Okay. All right. Danny, be a homer, but we're allowed to be negative. You can't say that about our pledges. Danny, only we can say that.
Exactly. Danny, you're not here anymore. You don't know what we go through here. So I will handle it my way. Parco, you're the best. We're in a lot of trouble for being late. You understand that, so you have to go now. Goodbye.
Robbie, get them on the clock, man.
Oh, God, this is a bad sign.
Bye, Danny. This is Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.